The Orillia Public Library's Drag Queen Storytime event was a success Saturday morning. Library CEO Bessie Sullivan says the event drew so much interest, a second show time was added. "I think it shows that people have an interest in living in an inclusive world," she said, "a world where we celebrate differences and a world where parents want their children to learn that." Earlier this week, the library received backlash on social media from people who expressed displeasure with the event. "We had some extra loud detractors, but for the most part, the feedback has been all positive," Sullivan said. The positive responses to Saturday's event far outweighed the negative feedback the library received, she adds. In attendance at Saturday's event was Mayor Steve Clark. "It means a lot that he is here," Sullivan said. "It means we are on the right track and our programming aligns with what the city of Orillia is doing." Clark says he decided to attend after hearing about the backlash. "This is a wonderful event that helps celebrate pride," he said. "This is a demonstration of equity, diversion, and inclusion." He called the negative comments about the event extremely unfortunate. "Everything we do in this community only works or is meaningful if it's meant for everybody," he said. "This event is to include some of those who may not have been included in the past." Reading stories to children Saturday morning was Mindin drag queen Auntie Plum, whose real name is Sean Lavin. He has been involved with the event for 3 years and he thanked even those who reacted to the event in a negative way. "Thank you for making us aware that the fight's not over," he said. "It helps us to know where we are at and what we still have to do." Lavin says introducing children to differences and inclusivity is important. "They have their own path to take," he said. "If they are following somebody else's path, they are never going to get there."